Hello, everyone. Welcome to the MRP Tech Podcast. This is episode 49. My name is Matt, and this is the weekly podcast discussing everyday tech for everyday people. And thanks again for joining me this week. I've got a lot of great topics to talk about once again. And this week, I want to jump in. I want to talk about something new that I've been working on over the last few weeks. And you may have heard me mention it from time to time on this podcast, is that I've been testing the live stream over on my YouTube channel, MRP Tech Reviews. And I'm putting together a new show that is more video-centric for things that I want to show all of my listeners or viewers on a weekly basis. And what my goal is to go live on YouTube every Friday, barring any major scheduling issues here where I work. And that show I'm going to call MRP Tech Reviews Live basically is just going to be similar to the format of this show, again, in a more visual manner. And if you haven't seen some of the things that I've talked about, last week I did a video, well, not last week, the Friday before last week, I did a video on Ubuntu 17.04 beta. Just a really quick look at that. I had never tried beta software before, especially with Ubuntu, and I was interested in taking a look at that. I mentioned a couple other things in that video, but sort of just a new visual way of bringing information to you. Again, if you'd like to take a look at that, you can go over to the YouTube channel, MRP Tech Reviews, and subscribe to that channel and see all the videos I've been posting. I post this podcast there if you want to catch up on older episodes. I also have several other series that I post there. Usually it's 2 to 3 videos a week that I've been posting recently, so I encourage you all to check that out. So moving along now, I want to discuss what happened last week here. And in the very last episode, I mentioned the possibility of and the excitement of going to see Brain Candy Live with Adam Savage and Michael Stevens. And I was very excited to go see this show. And by the title of this episode, you probably have figured out that something was up. And let me just backtrack and give you a little bit of information on what happened last week. Well, last week I was on vacation, and the very first day of vacation, I went with my wife and some friends, and also my brother and sister-in-law, to go see the Lego Batman movie. And if you haven't seen that movie yet, it is absolutely hysterical, and I really enjoyed the movie. And if you're a fan of Batman, you probably will appreciate all of the inside jokes that are scattered throughout the movie, just like you would see in any other Lego franchise movie or game. It was excellent, I thought, and very well done, very fun movie to watch. And so we watched that movie, and then the next day after that, I felt like I was hit by a bus. I was sick once again this winter, and this time I was out for the whole week, and we just did not feel well by the time that the day for Brain Candy Live came around, and we didn't end up making the 3-hour trek to go see it. Now, in the meantime, I was working so hard. I contacted the management team of Brain Candy, and I was trying to set up an interview with Adam Savage and Michael Stevens, which I would have loved to do for this podcast. And I went through a couple of rounds. I talked to a couple of different people. And by the time that we tried to figure out when to get the interview, there just wasn't a whole lot of time in their schedule to actually do it. And, you know, they're hitting 40 cities in 47 days. If you look at their tour, it's just absolutely insane. They're working, you know, straight through, hopping in a bus, traveling to the next place, putting on the show, hopping on the bus, moving on to the next city. And there really isn't a whole lot of time to do extra things in their schedule. So I get that. I was a little bummed about that, but I was more bummed that I couldn't go see the show. Now, what I did do is I gave tickets to my other brother and his wife, and my nephew also went to the show. And from what they've told me, my nephew really enjoyed the show. He had a whole lot of fun watching Adam and Michael on stage. And my nephew, being pretty smart himself, was able to figure out a lot of the tricks that they were doing on stage and what was going to happen, and just was really excited about the show altogether. So I'm glad that they enjoyed the show. And I did take a look at the Brain Candy tour schedule. It doesn't look like I'm going to catch up with them this time, but I'd like to go see if they go on tour again. I'll probably check the schedule once again and see if I can catch that show. So, as Adam Savage has been known to say, failure is always an option. And I'm going to get back to that in just a few minutes on what I mean by that. But before I get into the main topic today, I want to give some feedback from last week's episode on Amazon. So what I did is I put sort of an all call out to anyone out there who may have had thoughts on what their thoughts were on Amazon. And I got some feedback from Bill, and Bill says, "I like Amazon. I have come to the conclusion that these technocrats out there have way too much time on their hands. We went from loving everything tech to being afraid of it. I, for one, choose to enjoy it. In all these years, I have yet to have someone use my information against me. Usually it is to sell me stuff, which I am okay with. So to me, Amazon is nothing more than a large department store that I use." And so I responded to Bill and let him know about something else that had happened to me recently with Amazon. So after last week's episode aired, I had actually gone to Amazon.com to purchase some software for doing my taxes this year. And I was trying to do it quick. I wasn't thinking, wasn't paying attention to what I needed to do. And I actually bought the wrong software. I bought the PC download instead of the Mac download. Well, normally when you want to return something, it's very easy. You just click the return button and you're all set. Well, when you're downloading software, there's no return option. So I, for the first time, had to call Amazon customer service, the phone line itself, and see if I could get something worked out. And when I called, the person that answered for Amazon was pleasant, but difficult to understand. And I know many of us have called customer service places before and dealt with these companies that outsource to India to have telephones answered for them, basically outsourced in another country. And often we're put in the customer service loop where we're transferred from one phone call to another phone call, to another person, to another person, and just basically toyed with as a customer. Well, this didn't happen when I called Amazon customer service. The person on the phone was very friendly. It did take a few minutes to try to be able to understand them a little bit more clearer than what I would have hoped. But as I spoke to this person, they were respectful. They were friendly. I told him my issue, and it is probably the best customer service experience that I have ever had. I was on the phone for only a short period of time while they resolved the situation. And on top of that, there was no questions asked. It was, I had an issue and they were able to quickly resolve it. And one of the things that I mentioned in last week's episode was that Jeff Bezos, his vision was always the customers first. And this phone call really reflected that for me. And in other instances where I was able to call customer service and for another company, I would be on the phone for an hour to an hour and a half trying to plead my case for something very simple. And in this case, it was, "Oh, that's no problem. Let's take care of it. Okay, we're done." And I really appreciated that that phone call. And in within minutes, I had the correct version of the download that I needed, purchased, and done. And so as far as what I've read and reviewed with Amazon, they do really care about their customers. And in this case, good experiences all around. Other people out there may have different experiences, but that is a step in the right direction as far as I'm concerned with Amazon. Okay, moving along now to today's theme. Now, this is going to be a step sideways a little bit And I want to discuss the title and why I titled this Failure is Always an Option. So being kind of bummed that I could not go see Brain Candy live this week due to illness, I sort of kind of started feeling like a little bit of a failure. I really was hoping to get this interview. I was hoping to be able to meet Adam and Michael just for a brief second to ask him just a couple of questions about their show and bring it back to all of you. And it didn't happen. So I was bummed for a couple hours that we couldn't go to the show. But then I turned it around and I started thinking about every time that I have failed. And I want to talk to you guys about something that may help some of you out there when it comes to what you do. And so, first of all, I'm the type of person that has had to work 2 to 3 times harder than most people to get any form of success in my life. So to give you an example, I'm a music teacher, and what I wanted to do when I was in high school is I wanted to go to the best music education school, in my opinion, in the country, and that's the Crane School of Music in upstate New York. And a lot of music teachers in New York and the surrounding area, that's where they want to go. And when I was in high school, I was a terrible musician. I was one of the worst. I was awful. And I didn't get my act together in time to put together a good audition to be able to get into this place. And I wasn't ready. So when I auditioned, my audition bombed. And that was, I was forced to rethink my goals. And I sort of felt again like a failure. So I ended up going to a community college that was several hours away from home that had a good music program. And my very first day there, I was sort of kicked into shape by the teachers at this school. And they put me in the right direction. And my goal was, after 2 years of going to this community college, was to get back into and transfer to the Crane School of Music, which was, in my opinion, the best music education school in the country. And so what I did for the next 2 years at this community college is I worked my tail off. And what I would do is I'd get up in the morning and I would beat the security guard to the building so that I could get in there and I could practice what I do to get better before my classes. So I would beat the security guard. He would meet me there and he would unlock the doors and I'd head right to a practice room and work. Then I'd go to class, and then in between classes, I'd hit the practice room again and work for 10 or 15 minutes in between every single class that I had, and ultimately hitting 6 or 7 hours worth of practice a day to get to the point where I could achieve my goals of getting to this college. And I worked and I worked and I worked. And eventually, 2 years later, I got to know some people at the college. I worked to get to know some of the teachers at the college. And then I auditioned and had a long waiting period. And eventually I was accepted to the college. And I remember the very first day walking on campus of this school and seeing not all, but some of the people there that were just given a free ride to this college and didn't appreciate what they had. And so what I did is every single time I walked down the sidewalk to this building, I sort of looked up and I sort of appreciated what it took to get to that point, to be able to go to that school. And that's something that I still kind of hold dear to me, and how much I've actually had to work in order to be able to get to that point. And as I was there, I sort of gave blood, sweat, and tears. I played in every group that I could perform in. I tried doing everything that I could for the school. I taught clinics and master classes with my instructors. I was a teacher's assistant in a couple of classes. I gave tours on audition days for the new audition students. And I sort of gave it my all at that school. And I got my undergrad degree after 4 years, and I did my student teaching. And I wanted to go back to get my graduate degree at the same place. Well, because I transferred to this school, there was a half of a credit of a music theory class, one half of a credit that did not transfer, and nobody told me about it. This was dropped by advisors. This was dropped by my other college that I went to. It was dropped by the Crane School of Music admissions. And then when I actually applied to go to graduate schools, my application was lost. I turned in everything weeks ahead of time before the deadline, and my application was lost on somebody's desk for a month and a half. And I was denied admissions because of that. So here I am, I build up every single thing, and I've got everything lined up the way I need to do. And then I'm told because of a half of a credit, or I'm told because my paperwork was lost, that I was not going to be going to graduate school. Again, feeling like an absolute failure at this point. So what did I do? I picked myself up, I brushed myself off, and at one point, it actually worked out very, very well, because that at the beginning of that school year, I had a relative who passed away. And also at the same time, I was literally given an opportunity that I did not expect to happen. And that was my very first teaching job. I applied for a job as a part-time music teacher and accepted a position at my old high school. And shortly thereafter, and this was only a part-time job, no insurance whatsoever. And then shortly after, I was actually called by another district who I had no interest in working at, to be honest. And they were very interested in interviewing me for a full-time teacher position with benefits. And it just so happened to work out. I didn't even fill out an application for this job. They contacted me, and I've been working there 12 years, and it worked out very well. I ended up getting a master's degree in teaching and curriculum instruction at a different school. And in the meantime, what I did is I built several different professional groups in my area of professional music groups that are still around today, and they are sort of thriving now. And it's all because of not giving up and not letting a certain failure stop me from what I was doing. And it's really interesting to me that a lot of people have common reasons why they give up their goals when it really gets tough. One of those things that I think of is a lack of ownership. And what I mean by that is you really have to stay motivated, and you have to have a sense of purpose for what you want to do. And if you make mistakes, you really have to own those mistakes, and you have to move past them and learn from them. Too many people work hard and they fail and they give up because they don't want to fail again. And if you're not willing to put the time in to succeed, you won't succeed. Nothing is easy. Nothing comes easily. If you're not willing to do the work, you're not going to be successful. Now, most people are harder on themselves than everyone else is on them. Me personally, I am my own worst critic. And to me, failure is the biggest insult to me. When I fail, it's insulting to myself. Some people cannot get past failures. But if you focus on one or two things and build on those things, you will be successful. Don't let your bad habits get in the way. You can get rid of those bad habits by making small changes and trying new things. There are reasons why you shouldn't give up on hard things. You know, as a student, students think they want things instantly. You know, we have broadband internet. and we have half-hour TV shows, and we want these things now, and that just doesn't work. You need to practice, you need to improve, you need to get better. And the myth of an instant success is just that. It is a myth. Michael Jordan, he failed over and over and over again, and that's why he was successful. But if you have the tenacity to just keep going and keep trying, that's what's going to make you successful. In order to be successful, Mark Twain said you need to have two things, ignorance and confidence. And that's so true. You need to have the ignorance to believe that you're not going to fail. And you need to have the confidence to keep going. You know, as teachers are often more than just a teacher. They're actors. And if we don't have the confidence, we have to act and we have to pretend like we have that confidence in front of a classroom. But it's not what you do in the past that determines your future. So make changes and be successful. And as I mentioned earlier, one of the things that I've always had to do, and I've always felt that I've had to work two, three, four times harder than most people to get anywhere. Looking back now, you know, that's the vision I've given of myself. And I've told myself that over and over, and I started believing that I needed to work 2 to 3 times harder. And so now when I have ideas, I get really driven and I get really focused, almost to a extent where it can be a little detrimental because I get so focused and so drawn in on things. And when it comes to, you know, trying to get an interview with Adam and Michael, you know, I was really focused in on that for a few days. And then when I wasn't able to go, it hit me kind of hard. And then there's that word again, failure. Well, what I want to tell you is with that failure, I came up with something else to do that sort of just got me all excited all over again. And so I changed gears. I changed my focus. And over the weekend, I started thinking about something that I had wanted to do in a way that I could bring in people together locally to discuss technology-related topics. And sort of in the old-fashioned Linux user group type setup, but not just all about Linux, but about anything tech-related in general, whether it's software reviews, Windows, Mac, Linux, Android, Chrome OS, et cetera, to hardware, to games, to the makerspace, creating things, creating videos, creating content, photography, graphics design. I wanted to bring in, I wanted to get a group of enthusiasts together locally where I live. And I'm sort of in an isolated area, so you have to travel great distances to meet anybody who has anything related to what your interests are. And so what I did is I looked around on like Facebook to see if there's any groups out there with a technology interest in my area. And there wasn't. And so in the middle of the night, I just had this idea and I got up on Sunday morning and just created this. And I called it the Upstate New York Technology Enthusiast Group. And it's a Facebook page. And there's sort of a joke there because if you live in New York City, everything north of New York City is considered upstate New York. Well, if you're from where I'm from, which is basically the Canadian border, we consider ourselves upstate New York, and everything else is not upstate New York. So the idea here is that you don't have to be from upstate New York to be a part of this group. But when it comes to maybe eventually doing like local events and things like that, it would be kind of a neat thing. So I wanted to bring together anyone locally interested in these technology issues. And my hands got tired of typing Upstate New York Technology Enthusiasts. So I decided to type UNYTE, which spelled the word in a funny way, unite. And so here's what I wanted to do. I wanted to bring together all of these people and I'm uniting them together. And so this is my latest project called Unite, U-N-Y-T-E. You can search for it on Facebook. It's Upstate New York Technology Enthusiasts. The idea is just to create a page where people can talk about tech. You know, some people use Google Plus, some people use other resources, and in this case, it's just going to be a Facebook page. And you can be a beginner, you can be an expert, it doesn't matter. Anybody is interested in posting and making the discussion. We've got moderators, and the idea is to have great rules so that it's great content without the spammy content from or negative reactions from or comments from, you know, other people. So I'm excited to bring to you the Upstate New York Technology Enthusiasts. And just one more thing that I want to do with MRP Tech Reviews. And I encourage you all to check that out. It is a closed group, but if you want to join, we will approve. We just don't want the spammers out there. So I encourage you all to check that out. And with something that I thought was a failure this week came a success in another way. And, you know, you change your focus and now we're back on track and we're really excited about bringing lots of great content to all of you in various ways. And if you have a project that you're passionate about, if you are motivated by something, I encourage you to not give up on it. I encourage you to keep going and work harder than everyone else. Jeff Bezos, you know, was known for saying, if you're working 80 to 100 hours a week, you're going to go farther and farther than anyone working 30 to 40 hours a week in a much shorter period of time. And that's true. If you put the hours in and you are open-minded enough to think about great things, those great things will catch up with you. And I hope that that happens. And I want to hear your stories of something you failed at and move forward on and succeeded. So if you failed at something and failure was always an option for you and you learned from it and you got better at it, send me an email. You can go to mrptechreviews.com, hit the contact form, and let me know what you think. Also, there's a bunch of great shows over at Podnuts. Don't forget those. They're always great shows to listen to, and encourage you to go check those out over at podnuts.com. That's going to do it for this week's episode. Thanks again for listening. We've got so many great things lined up over the next few weeks to talk about. I want to check out more Linux stuff. I want to get back to Mac. There's some Mac events coming up. I appreciate all of you listening to the shows and help me spread the word and get some more listeners. Thanks so much, everybody, for listening. We'll see you next time.